Okay, hello GWA. This is Goddess by Night, and I am back with another toy demo. In this one, I will be demoing my newest toy in my collection. It is the Oh My Bod Freestyle. If you never heard of these are fantastic. They've been around seriously for as long as the iPod. This is a newer one. It is a dual vibrator. It's, got a portion that goes inside and a little, like, it's like a rabbit. It's got like that little nub that sticks up and will sit on your clit and will also vibrate. And with the Oh My Bods, I mentioned the iPod for a reason. These vibrate to music that you have on your iPod or MP3 player. I don't know if it'll extend to other MP3 players, but for sure iPod. And that's what I have today. I've got my iPod. I think what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna put it on shuffle. Like I had the idea of actually just making a playlist, but I couldn't quite decide what I wanted to put in there. Especially because I didn't know how the thing was going to vibrate to, what was it going to mostly vibrate to, lyrics or the bass or the main tune. Like, what was it going to vibrate to? And so I had no idea. So I'm just gonna put it on shuffle so you guys will get a taste to what my music taste is. One little note I do want to make is I am somebody who loves music probably way too much. I literally spend gosh, I want to say about half of my day listening to music while I'm doing something else. When I'm on my computer, I am listening to something, whether I'm listening to GWA or music. So, okay. I'm still trying to get used to how this thing works, so I'll turn that bit on. The way it works is like you plug your iPod into the little this little thingy, and then you plug your headphones into the thingy, and then from there it's wirelessly connected to the toy itself. Please turn on. Okay, now it's blinking. Yeah, like I said, I'm still getting used to it, so forgive me. All right, so iPod, music, songs, scroll all the way up. I have huge sausage fingers, so it's hard to do this sometimes. Okay, shuffle. Okay, now it's. And of course, the first song it by. I should point out that my iPod is sometimes very nice to me. On some days, very mean to me. Other days, the first song I have is "I Put a Spell on You" by Nita Silman. Okay, so it's mostly vibrating to the music, or like, sorry, duh, the lyrics, like you can tell what the song is. I'm sorry, I just find this a little amusing. Well, might as well put it in and try it out. That actually feels pretty nice. It doesn't go in too deep. It's not very long. It just kind of. It's meant to just kind of sit right around the, just around the opening and sit on your clit. That feels nice. And there's the hold. That last bit tickled quite a bit. Okay. All right, this one is just a song without lyrics, so. I'm still, it's still vibrating. It's mostly. I can't really quite tell what it's vibrating to. Like, what part of, like, the song, and, like, it's gotta be something in the background because it's not. But to satisfy everybody's curiosity, the next song I'm listening to is Fly Away by Mikhov. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to probably, in the description, put a list of everything that I listen to. Kind of rocking it. This feels nice. I'm gonna try another song. Vibration's not as constant as I'd like. Alright, so this next one is Veer Union Inside Our Scars. Let's see. It's a bit of a tease because when it gets to the chorus, it picks up, but in between, it slows down. And the chorus, I think it's gonna make me come. Or really the guitar solo. Guitar solos. I'm pretty sure the artists of all these songs I'll be listening to did not have this in mind when they wrote their songs. Oh no, come on. Oh. I was so close to a second orgasm, and then the song just ended. Okay, what's next? All right, we got Lindsey Stirling, Elements, but this is the oh my gosh, is this gonna do it to like all the violin? Because if it does, oh Jesus Christ, it might. Okay, but to finish what I was saying, this is Elements, but this is the orchestra version, which is my favorite version. And by the way, I love Lizzie Sterling. I went and saw her in concert, and she is fan-fucking-tastic. It's not really quite vibrating to the violin, not entirely. Only when it hits higher notes. But I know this song is gonna pick up, so we'll see what happens. It's a good song, but it's not quite vibrating as much as I'd like, so let's move on. Another rock song. Last one was nice. So yeah. All right, this one's Skillet, Awake and Alive. Oh, yeah, this was gonna make me come. Aftershocks. Oh my God, this song's gonna make me come twice. I was trying so hard to come over time to that one because that was a good one. Okay, what's next? favorite band, Theory of a Dead Man. This one's Easy to Love You, the acoustic version. This one's pretty slow. I'm finding that a faster-paced song makes better vibrations. Maybe this won't be good. This is REM Superman. Well, Superman by REM, but REM. Mm-hmm. The song is definitely good for teasing. The vibrations aren't too strong, but they're they're consistent and but they're shallow. Okay, next song. I want to come. I'm close. This is Gwen Stefani. What are you waiting for? But it's a remix. It's Jacques Lou something mix. Like I said, I'll just copy and paste my play like my shuffle list in there, I guess. This is nice, just because like it's kind of like leading up to something good. Because I know the song picks up, so but it's just doing little vibrations right now. It actually tickles. And of course, I can't not listen to this song without swaying my hips a little bit to it. A good part of my vision and then it stopped, but I was too far over that I just came. But I had to work that toy pretty hard so I didn't ruin it. Yeah, this song's not too bad, but vibrations aren't too consistent. Oh Jesus. I can't imagine this one's gonna be too good, but it's I heard Ramona saying I think I spoke too soon. Fuck. Well, okay. Like I was saying, this is I heard Ramona sing by Frank Black. it's from Scott Pilgrim versus the World soundtrack. I fucking love that movie. And I love the soundtrack too. Now even more. And I also gotta say right now, Ramona is fucking hot. I love that she colors her hair, and it's just, oh wow, I think she's fucking hot. I wanted to come one more time to that one, but no. Before I even mention what this song is, let's just see if it's worth it. They're not as consistent, but I still will admit what it was. It's Gaelic Storm if good times were dollars. I love modern and traditional Celtic music. So, I wonder. Would this one be? This one kind of takes a second to speed up. No, it's very shallow. Well, we'll just skip it then. It's just some music that I sometimes do yoga to. All right, this one's Theory of a Dead Man, Hello Lonely. I feel like a DJ. This song is pretty slow, so let's move on. Ooh, Blackmail. Okay. If anybody likes like some good chill music, listen to Blackmail. Blackmail is fantastic. They're one of my favorite. Okay, they are my favorite artist. Like I was gonna say favorite group, but it's not a group. I think it's just one person. It's Chill Step. This one's Journey's End, by the way. So I don't expect it. It's gonna be too. Let it pick up, see if what happens. No, it's not as consistent. All right, so let's move on. Okay, this is The Killers, Mr. Brightside. I knew that was gonna. The chorus definitely has a pretty good vibration pattern. I'm gonna come. It was only a kiss. That was a good one. All right, we'll do a few more songs. See if I can come a few more times. Okay, this one's just tickling me. This one is Under My Thumb by the Rolling Stones. Under my thumb. Next song. Sorry, Rolling Stones, I love you. Don't hate me. Oh no. Oh, wow. I don't know. Maybe it's messed up if I come to this one, but I don't fucking care. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna come to this one. I guess I should reveal what it is. Okay. It wasn't this past Christmas, it was the previous Christmas. I was doing a job at a client's house. I did dog walking and dog sitting. And I finally got to watch Cartoon Network for the first time, and oh my god. Oh, okay. Well, the song I'm listening to now is You or Me and You, Dirty Phonics, Dirty Phones, whatever, remix by Nero. But oh god, okay, I gotta actually go back because I can't remember what it was. Okay, no, oh, stop it. Okay, it was the Impactlist winter tune. That was actually the music that is played on the bumpers of some of the music that is oft sometimes played on the bumpers of Cartoon Network now. I watched Cartoon Network for the first time in years, and I liked the music, so I went and looked for it, found it, put it on my iPod. So, yeah. All right. Next song. Back to Nero, because Nero is awesome. Oh, this beginning part is such a tease. Fuck. Oh, come on. That's not fair. Oh. Yeah, I feel it too. Oh God, I know this song. I love this song, and it picks up quite a bit. Oh yeah, I'm gonna fucking come to this one. This is a good song. I have a new respect for this song. Oh yeah, the build up. Oh fuck, I'm gonna come to it. Oh come on, come on. Oh, I didn't come fast enough. My orgasm got ruined. Damn it. Fuck. Oh, the song's fucking over. Damn it. Oh. All right. Which one's this one? Okay, so this one has pos this one has potential. And by the way, this is Let Go. The original song is by Frufru. But this is the Mount Eden remix. I'm honestly surprised. I thought this one would have a little bit more. But granted, it's obviously not as heavy as that last song. Oh, Jesus Christ. But still, it's a good song for teasing. Let's do another song. I know this one's not gonna have a lot. But this is Orange Sky by Alexi Murdoch. It's a good song. Lots of feels. But I do not expect it to be a sexy one in terms of giving me plenty of vibrations. So, next one. Okay, this one has potential, maybe. I'm just kind of waiting because I'm waiting for it to kick up because it's gonna. Nah. Not so much. It did a little bit, but I think my push is just getting tired. Okay, so let's pause the music. And I took the liberty of taking a few audios that people gave to me. I didn't just like steal them off of GWA. Relax. Relax, everybody. But these are personal. Oh, God, my voice is shaking. These are personal audios that people sent to me, like, over the years. Let's see how they do. Let's do that one. Vibrations aren't consistent, but I'm gonna have to notify him that I listen to his audio like this, and and his voice is tickling my clit. The one that I'm listening to is actually a response to an audio I made. You know what? I am gonna listen to this one, 'cause this is one that somebody comes in. So, let's see if. This one's not really vibrating too much to it. As sexy as this one is. Let's try this one. What about this one? Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, audios. There's not enough of whatever the thing picks up on exactly, to vibrate very well. Okay, so let me turn off all this stuff, get these headphones out, and okay, gosh, oh my Jesus, I've been going for 45 minutes. Oh God. Okay, so quick review. It's really nice, actually. I can't believe I'm actually like still conscious. Like, how many fucking times did I come? But I will say it's not like super overwhelming. I found this toy to be actually very relaxing. Like, it was fun going through my musical library. And just testing out all these different songs. It was a relaxing experience more than super erotic. The toy itself is not very long, and so like I said at the very, very beginning, it does not go in super deep. It actually just kind of like stays around the just. I like this toy because of it too. It doesn't go super deep, 'cause I really don't like my toys going super deep. I like them actually staying closer towards like, my lips, to like, the actual opening itself. And the little like, vibration nub, I just, had it pressed up against my clit and I just kind of like rocked the toy back and forth. And it felt really nice. I like this. This is pretty nice. This is probably something I would do when I'm just tired, but I'm horny, and I just want to chillax with some music. And this wasn't too expensive. I actually got it on Amazon for about. Right. I almost forgot. Here's the funny part. When I bought this, this was a birthday present to me. I've kind of had it for a while. It's just I never had time to try it out. But so this was a birthday present to myself. But The total was literally $69, like with tax and shipping and everything. It was $69, and I don't think it was intentional, but it's still pretty funny. But yeah, I like this. It's a really nice material. I think this is silicone. I actually have never had a silicone toy before, and I like it. It's squishy. It's a flexible material, and I've heard that it's actually a really much better material that I've ever used before. I used jelly once, and Jesus Christ, that was the worst experience of my life. So yeah, guys, don't ever go for jelly toys ever. They look pretty, but they're not gonna feel good. Trust me. You pretty much had to put a condom on them because they just no. Okay, so I think that's it. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I think something fun I would like to do in the future is if you want to give it a try, you can send me a personal audio of some sorts, or if you want to. Okay, I can't really ask for a personal audio, so. But what I can do is, like, if you guys want to send me copies of audios that you've put up, I can put them on my iPod and see, and, like, try to see if there's a decent vibration thing to it or whatever. If you guys have any requests of which songs I should listen to and try out to see if the vibration is good, let me know. I think I kind of I want to like make that a series, is like you guys submit music to me, or like the just I'll go and find it. Just submit a song list where like with the artist, and I can't think right now. Just send me a song with the artist name and I'll look it up, see if it's put it on my iPod and listen to it with this thing in my vagina, and we'll see if it's got a good vibration pattern. So essentially just send me requests. God, I have such an orgasm brain right now, and I'm rambling. I need to shut the fuck up. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this, and have a good night.